This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Europe gets a plan, but global markets think the EU needs to get a clue. A Eurozone summit fails to break out of base camp, scared to look down, scared to look up. Economic insecurity on this Friday, December 9th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
It's downgrades and disagreements in Europe this morning. We have a look at statutes of limitations, and we find out who they actually protect. We have a trip to the movies this hour, and Art Spiegelman will take us inside the making of his classic Mouse. And you've been talking about Occupy Wall Street working to protect and defend individual homeowners.
You have to pay your dues in life. You have to, you know, make sacrifices. People have forgotten the American dream. You have to work for what you get. You can't just take it. That's immoral. It's wrong.
What do you think about the Occupy Homes movement? 877-8-MY-TAKE or text the word TAKE to 69866. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
23 European countries have reached a deal to create stricter financial measures as the whole EU faces a debt crisis. The president of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, praised the agreement.
It's quite close to a good fiscal compact, certainly it's going to be a basis for much more disciplined economic policy for the euro area members.
The treaty does not have everyone on board. The UK is one of the few countries that says it will not sign up. Prime Minister David Cameron says he does not want to give up Britain's sovereignty in order to make a solution work. Over in Congress, meanwhile, President Obama has pledged to keep lawmakers in Washington over the holiday unless they agree on a deal to extend payroll tax cuts. Those cuts will expire at the end of this month, and competing plans from Republicans and Democrats both failed to pass Congress.
Police are investigating the cause of yesterday's shooting at Virginia Tech that left two dead. Campus police officer Derek Krause had stopped a motorist when a gunman walked up and shot Krause. The gunman was later found dead himself. Comes 4 years after a massacre left 33 dead on campus. A video of a former FBI agent who vanished in Iran has surfaced. Robert Levinson mysteriously disappeared in 2007. His family has now released a video it received last year when the efforts to release him had stalled.
I have been held here for 3.5 years. I am not in very good health.
American officials, though, say they do not have any leads on the identity of Levinson's captors.
At a UN conference in South Africa, negotiators say they're close to an international treaty on climate change, but it could be scuttled by objections from China, India, and the U.S. The conference will end later today after 2 weeks of talks.
Dreadful story out of Kolkata, India, where 70 people are dead when a fire swept through a hospital. Government officials accused medical staff of abandoning the patients and running away as smoke poured into the building. And this man who lost a friend in the fire says there weren't enough safety measures in place.
All the fire extinguishers, which are supposed to work, they are not functioning. No arrangement for firefighting, water or anything.
The cause of the fire is being investigated.
And the man who helped create comic icons Robin, the Boy Wonder, and the Joker has died. Jerry Robinson was only 17 when he was hired by Bob Kane. He passed away in New York at age 89.
Asian markets closed down this morning. European markets are up, though, and Wall Street is looking at a positive opening. Futures have been up all morning. The Dow starts at 11,998. The S&P begins at 1,234, and the Nasdaq starts trading at 2,596. Coming up this hour, he won a Pulitzer Prize for his graphic novel. We're talking to Art Spiegelman, creator of Mouse. That's later this hour. He's got a new book that really explores the creative process of this landmark literary and cartooning achievement. And if you're thinking of seeing a movie this weekend, we'll tell you which new releases you should check out in 15 minutes. And we're talking about the statute of limitation in serious cases, such as child sex abuse. How many years should you have to prosecute an attacker? Kevin says either a statute of limitation exists or it doesn't. If not, mayhem will ensue over every state legal issue. Should there be a limit? Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, we're going to talk about the agreement and disagreement in the Eurozone summit. Is it a discussion of sovereignty or just economics? We'll talk in a moment.